gentlemen, if I may, I want to wish everyone a happy holiday, Merry Christmas, and I also want to congratulate you on having Mr. Rickards back, and I'm sure he'll do much better this time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Case number 9706, Ocean Highway LLC, southwest of Route 1, 301, 301 feet northwest of Dartmouth Drive, being Parcel B. A special use exception to place an off-premise sign and a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Is that correct?
Yes.
State your full name and address.
Excuse me. Joseph Reed, 48 Glade Circle East, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge, sir?
I do.
All right. Take a seat.
Good evening. My name is Joe Reed. I'm a member of Ocean Highway LLC, which owns the property known as Henlopen Plaza at 1312 Highway 1 or Route 1 in Lewis. Some of you may remember this property as it's the former Lowe's home improvement store. It's there at the it's 9 acres at the intersection of Route 1 and Dartmouth Drive, next to the new Wawa. I'm before you tonight to request your approval of an off-premise sign to be located on Parcel B, which contains 3.09 acres, as shown on the survey by DC Group, which I think should be there as part of your package. I'm also requesting a variance for the setback on the side property line adjacent to the county pump station. That property, being approximately 70 feet wide and 85 feet deep, was part of my property, or part of the old Lowe's property, and was needed by the county for a pump station. So there's you can see that on that survey also. The proposed sign, pylon sign, would serve two new tenants, Kitchen and Company and Cape Wine and Spirits, that are located in a 24,000 square foot retail addition in Henlopen Plaza. The sign, although it's considered an off-premise sign, it's actually located directly in front of that new retail space, and I have some pictures I could show you if that would be helpful. I think I had emailed a couple that she may have put with your file, but
if you have it,
appreciate it. I got a couple pictures I could show you.
Okay.
There you go.
I just brought two, if you want to.
Oh, that's fine. Okay. You can give that.
Okay. Yeah, well, thank you.
Mr. Rickards, I'll pass them down.
Okay.
Thank you.
The construction, the third lane is construction project is going on right now, so you can see all that construction equipment in front of it there on Route 1. But the sign design will conform to all DelDOT specifications and meet all DelDOT setbacks. The approval of this application will allow signage on the property that is consistent with signage of similar commercial properties in the immediate area. The total signage for the project, being Henlopen Plaza, the total of 8.8 acres would be the two pylon signs. One is on Parcel A and one would be on Parcel B. Parcel A, there's an existing sign there. It's and if you're I don't know whether you have any interest in that or not, but there's up and down Route 1, well, within a mile either way of this property, there are parcels in the 2 to 3 acre range that have multiple pylon signs on them. At least the way I'm looking at it, I know this is for Parcel B, but looking at the aggregate, I've got just under 9 acres there, and I'm seeking two signs. There would be a total of two signs servicing that 9 acres. And the signs, it's important for those tenants, for a number of reasons, but one, there's, as you're coming southbound on Route 1, there's a little bit of a curve in Route 1 there that it's kind of taking you, looking away from those buildings. And there's also a tree line there between, I think it's Savannah West apartments, the State Police Barracks in Savannah West, and then this property. And so at least the tenant feels that it's very important for those two businesses to have a sign on Route 1, and it will allow them to be on a level playing field and be competitive with the other businesses on Route 1. I've gone to kind of great lengths to improve that property, if any of you are familiar with it since I've purchased it, but I've recently whole new facade on the old Lowe's building, repaved all the parking lot, the new addition, but I think it's a big improvement over the way it used to look, and this is kind of the final piece of that. As soon as I end the one last thing I'm going to do is I'm going to irrigate and sod that whole front once that third lane project gets done and DelDOT gets done installing the sidewalks. But I thank you for your time and consideration, and respectfully request your approval of this variance application. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Okay. Do you have any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
No.
Mr. Upton? Mr. Miller?
I'm going to commend you, though, on coming in here, because you're doing it the right way, and you know the place next to you we had to violate so many times because of their signage. Yep. So you're doing it the right way, and thank God you are, so that we don't have to.
Yeah, I'm moving when you get done.
And that is a good piece of ground right where you are, and commend you for that.
Thank you.
Mr. Mills?
Yeah. I'm looking at a partial survey, I think, so I'm not quite clear on.
I have a full copy if you'd like.
Let me ask you a couple
okay,
questions.
Sure.
The parcel that you're wanting to put the sign on, north of the parcel that actually where the businesses are actually located.
Okay. Yes.
And didn't we recently approve some signage to make those businesses more visible?
I think you did. I was not involved in that request, but I think Cape Wines and Spirits requested some signage on the side of their building.
And how much road frontage does this parcel in question have?
The parcel in question.
Where you'd like to put the sign?
On Route 1, it's only probably. The measurement's not on this survey for some reason. Probably only about 40 feet, and then it has 150 feet on Dartmouth Drive. But I mean, in the total frontage, it looks like is 301 feet on Route 1 is the total that I have.
But 301 on the
on Route 1. Parcel B only has, I would scale it as probably about 40 feet, it looks like.
But it also has frontage on Dartmouth, you say?
Yes, it has frontage on.
Mr. Rickard, what's considered the front of this parcel for road frontage purposes?
Well, let me take a look at it myself here. On another subject there.
Would you like to see this, or?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Actually, it would need to be submitted.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Well, that was submitted. But he's got it there. So.
Yeah, this is the front. This is the front right here for this parcel. Parcel B?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, he's got parcel B. Have you all got a copy of that? You have
a
copy.
But it doesn't have a B. I just put that on there.
Oh, okay. Parcel B. Parcel A. I know that one.
Does this parcel front Dartmouth or Route 1?
Route 1.
Route 1. So how does it do that with only 40 foot of road frontage? And then
well, it's there. It's there. It's been cut out.
So
right?
a variance was A variance was
yes.
granted?
Yes.
Yeah.
For the less than 150?
Yes.
Okay. And how do you gain access to this property? Route 1 or from Dartmouth?
From Dartmouth. There's no access to either parcel A or B from Route 1. It's one access opposite the Wawa entrance on Dartmouth
Drive.
So
the area of this parcel, this particular area is dead area as far as development?
Out there on Route 1, yes. Yeah, there's a business in the further in the back. There's a business on parcel B, and then there's a large parking lot on parcel B.
Right.
That's right.
Know exactly where it is.
It's just
no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
One more question.
Sure.
What would be the reason that you may have stated it already, the reason that you can't put a sign on the parcel that the building's located?
Well, it's, excuse me, it's my understanding that, which was surprising to me, but that there's only one pylon sign per parcel. Even though that's, I'm not sure how, you know, if you go 500 feet either direction, there's parcels with two on it, but that was what I was told.
Right, you can't, well, you can get a variance.
I guess
you
could have got a variance.
You could get a variance for a second ground sign.
Right, well, that.
The reason for not applying for that sort of variance?
Was suggested to me that it would be easier to, or that that I should do two parcels and get a second sign for the second parcel.
By whom?
Someone
here at the county, or?
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe by a sign contractor, I'm not sure, or someone at the county, but yeah. And then, yeah, once I realized that this was going to require a variance because now the sign is really off-premise.
Right.
Because, I mean, there are businesses on that piece that could utilize that sign. I mean, I would still want that pylon sign, but, you know, trying to be up front, the business that's going to use that sign is, it's in front of that business, but it's actually a separate parcel. But, yeah, I mean, I would have been just as easy to.
Nah, get out. You wanted 50 more feet.
Okay.
You wanted 50 more square feet, right? You're 160 you got now, right? You're
it's 150, for, I think.
150?
If you get a second sign, is it?
200.
No, the request is for 150 square feet.
150 square feet.
Hmm? It'll be 160 square feet, it says.
160. I'm not sure that that's clear because the application makes reference to up to 200 square feet.
Yeah, well,
correct.
150 square
feet.
Well,
premise sign, you can have 200 square feet.
Yeah, well, 150
on premise
is
150.
Adequate. I don't know whether you can put those conditions on there or not, but if that's the case, it wasn't for the extra 50 square feet.
Oh, I got you.
And 150 is just fine, whatever this.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Okay, hearing no other questions in, Chair will entertain the motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 9700-6 under advisement.
Second.
A motion by Mr. Mills and second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 9700-6 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give me your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. So your case will be taken under advisement.
Case number 9707.